أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده رسوله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على كريل المسلمين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. That is with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise is due to Allah. I seek his assistance, I seek his guidance, and I ask for his forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God, but Allah, the one who has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. All praise due to Allah. We ask for Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, our own faults, our own errors. Let me mute this. All praise due to Allah who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayat. For this day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing and my favor upon you and chose al-Islam as your way of life. All praise due to Allah who united the hearts of the believers with al-Islam and has made it an obligation to remain united and has made it forbidden to become separated in his clear book. I advise myself first as well as you to have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah, the Most High. Dear believers, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak. I apologize for the late start, but it wasn't because I was late. It was because I was here early and realized that I had left the kutbah and needed to go back and get the kutbah. So, Allah is the best of judges, the best knower. And I won't tell you how long it took me to get back and forth. We just thank Allah that we made it. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. We're going to do 13 today. Let's just do 13. Okay. Inna al-ladina talu. Subhanallah. Kalu. Rabbu. Rabbu na lahu. Thumma astaqamu fala kaufun alayhim wala hum yahzanun. Salakallahu alayhi. We just focus on 13 today. So the translation is, our expression is as follows. I seek refuge of Allah against this shaitan to reject it. Surely those who said, our Lord is Allah, and then remain steadfast shall have nothing to fear nor to grieve. And that is the 13th ayat of Surah 46, Al-Ahqaf, the carved sand hills is the expression of the title. Surely Allah speaks the truth. Today is Kutbah title. It's a connection, but it's a little bit different. So the task remains the same. In a reporting of hadith, narrated on authority of Sufyan bin Abdullah, who said that, I said, O Messenger of Allah, tell me something about Islam, which I can ask of no one but you. And he, the Prophet, the peace be upon him, said, say, I believe in Allah, and then be steadfast. And as we begin today's presentation, I want to express that, again, I'll resume the series that I've been working with, inshallah, the next time I'm on the rostrum. But I thought it important to address something today, and inshallah, with God's guidance, I'll be able to do that. I normally don't address certain topics or use this as a quote-unquote bully pulpit, and I, so to speak, and I definitely will continue to do that. That's not my intention. This is our time to get our focus back on Allah, period. But as I sat down and with what I felt was on my mind, I looked into the Quran and the traditional sayings of Muhammad, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I was looking for what really touched the feeling that I've had, really not just for the last few months, it's really but what I've been doing for years as part of being the resident imam. And maybe this is a good time to say it, if I have not already said it, that one of, you know, the main motive has always been, one of the main motives has always been our development of our own human self, the development of our own human self. And I believe in saying that there's a saying that nothing gets better if nothing gets better. And you can take that to be to one way to understand what Allah says to us in the Quran. And I'm just going to do the expression. It says, verily, God does not change man's condition unless they change their inner selves. And the end of it is, be anfusihim, that soul, that inner self, the Adam, alayhi salam, the Adam that we have to see as a singular and a plural. But if I do not get better in my own self first, then how can I get better in the whole self? See, we have to understand that our resurrection is to be as one soul. And this is what God has told us. Our resurrection is to be as one soul. Yes, you can make it. You can make it. You can live nice. Think you got all that you want. Have your bag. You know, that's the new thing. You know, get your bag. But Allah says to us that whoever desires the harvest of the hereafter, we increase him in that harvest. And whoever desires the harvest of this world, we give him thereof, but there is not for him in the hereafter any share. And the Bible says, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? So again, my purpose has been to strengthen us in our understanding of exactly who we are, what we are, why we are. Knowledge of self. No, we're not perfect. But we, and I'm speaking to us specifically right now, we have been given the perfect opportunity to model the perfect Adam. But it was not just given to us, this model, who was sent as a mercy of Allah to all of humanity. Nobody else was sent to do just that. Let me turn the air on. Nobody else was sent to do just that. Nobody. There's only one person that God, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, decided would be for all of humanity. This humanity, Adam, alayhi salam. Isa, Jesus, alayhi salam. Musa, Moses. Ibrahim, Abraham, and so on. We have been given mercy from God to fulfill our own destinies. See, our vessels are to be full. It is not full when we have to continue. If it's not full, then we have to continue to work on our own self. What's the meaning of life? To get better at your own self. That means that nothing gets better, again, if nothing gets better. The definition of insanity is extreme foolishness or irrationality. But the most famous quote on insanity is, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. You do the same thing over and over again, and you expect different results. It is insane to continue to allow extreme foolishness or irrationality to be what leads our lives. They say, you know, stop the world, I want to get off. But we have to work against, what we have to work against is the fact that some in the world, and trust me, it is not just something that we deal with here in this country, it's the world. There are some who wish to keep others caught up in insanity, in confusion, in chaos. There are some who can only deal with that. You know, some people only can deal with chaos. That's how they live. They only can deal with the foolishness. That's how they live. You know them. You know, let it be peace and quiet, and they can't handle it. But let the drama come, and they're in their element. That's how they function. Confusion. You know, the series, in which some way this is still a part of it, Geeky Down, we're created in an environment that is only conducive to total obedience. It's that total original nature. This is established. And when the insanity of what Shaitan wants for us comes into that environment, that's only conducive to just nothing but total obedience to Allah and the will of Allah. When that insanity comes into that environment, then we come out of that state. And remember, it is a state. It's a state. It's a state of being. Now, when we look at it, the meaning of a state is the particular condition that someone or something is in at a specific time. You know, what's your state of mind? You know, some are shook. It's only Friday. Some are shook. Some are sad. Some are excited. But some are still focused on the fact that the task still remains the same, brothers and sisters. The task still remains the same. They use the term state when they, in the second definition, it says, or it states, a nation or a territory considered an organized political community under one government. And it says, of provided by or concerned with the civil government of a country. The point I am making is that for us, it is all about what state we're in. Again, the state of mind, the state of our hearts. You know, when we look at the state that we live in, they use that to condition us to accept that the state that we live in is more important than the state of our own souls. But Allah says to us that surely those who said, our Lord is Allah. Listen, the state we are in to be at all times. If this is you, those who have said, Kalu Rabbina Allahu Rab. We say Lord. It's how it's normally expressed. But it also means this. It also means this. Foster of a thing in such a manner as to make it attain one condition after another until it reaches its goal of completion. No, your man Muhammad said the rob is like a nurturing. It's a nurturing. Remember that we are wanted to, or and should be desiring to return to that original state. And another word for state is condition. So for those who have said that Al-Rab is Allah, this means that for those who have believed enough to say that Allah is their Rab, their sustainer, their maintainer, that Allah is the one who will put us into situations in such a manner that will make us go from one condition to another. And as I close this first part, you go from one stage in our development, we go from one stage in our development to another stage in our development. We go from the first heaven to the second heaven, to the third heaven, and so on. That allows us to reach our goal of completion, which is that soul that is pleased and pleasing. Come on now. This is who we are. This is us. If you and I are those who have said that Allah is our Lord, then we should not be looking for any others to take us to the levels we need to be. They cannot do it. It is not what they are capable of. Those who are basically in line with the shaitan nature only want us to go from one condition to another. But it's not progress, it's regress. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fi lakati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Ameen. Tap him on the shoulder, please, brother. Tap him on the shoulder. Shukran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The task remains the same. So no, it is our Rabb, our Creator, who wants us to go from one condition to another condition, one after the other, to reach that completion. And in Scripture, they said that the number 7, we have 7 levels in the ascension. Ibrahim is on the 7th level. But 7 in Scripture means completion. It means completion. And when we get to that 7th level in the series, we will have finished the ascension. But it is the 8th. Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the 8th. Because 8, when we look at Muhammad the Prophet, first of all, it goes to him first because they looked at that and they decided to give that definition. But because he is the balance of spiritual and material. He's the balance of the spiritual and material worlds. Do you see where Allah is trying to take us? The Imam Rali Lani, who he taught us that this is like a pendulum. What we're going through right now is like a pendulum. It goes back and forth. It swings. And in the meantime, there are people who are fixated just on the pendulum. So when the hypnotist, when he comes and he says, look, Follow it. Just keep your eyes on it. And while it goes back and forth, the whole life has passed by. As long as the human is here, the shaitan is here. Until they are raised up. Give me respite until they are raised up. Wasn't that the request that Allah said was asked and given? Do we only think that means to the day of judgment? Do we think that that's going to be at the when the horns are blown and at the end, that's the day of judgment? Do we only think that? Do we think that that would not happen before we leave this life? We should look at it as every day. That day is every day. We are not promised tomorrow. Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, who reported that the Messenger of Allah, the peace and blessing be upon him, said, be in this world as if you're a stranger or a traveler along the path. And Ibn Umar would say, if you make it to the evening, do not wait for the morning. If you make it to the morning, do not wait for the evening. And take from your health for your sickness and from your life for your death. This means the task remains the same. The narration is also a narration that says that Be as you're going to live forever, but also live like you're going to die tomorrow. This is your last day. We have to work on ourselves. We have to work on what we have to establish while we're here. And as I was told back in, I think it might even be 2016 or 2015, when I came to Ecclesiastes and Emmaus, said, hey, all you in charge of is pulling the chain as far as you can pull it. Even the prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was told, you may not see the end of what I'm telling you. But the task remains the same. The day that they shall be raised up is telling us that day that we wake up. The day we set up, the day we buckle up, the day we put up. We are to be here to first become better versions of who we are right now. This calls for work on the interior. Then we need to be working on how to make better versions of the world that we're in. Meaning we should be establishing Ummah. Not just the masjid. Ummah. Allah has taken care of establishing a masjid. Because the prophet, the peace be upon him, said that the whole earth was created as a clean and pure, tuhur, right? Clean and pure as a place of worship for him and his followers. Well, already the masjid. It's the masjid of Allah. The earth, the whole earth is already established as a masjid. And this, in my opinion, this means that if we were placed down into the earth to grow like a plant and to develop into that complete creation, then the earth is a masjid that we've been planted into. For the believers, it's a sacred ground. And take off your shoes, Moses. You are on sacred ground. It is not going to be for Shaitan and his children. It is not going to be for those who do not care, do not want to develop in what? And first, let's be real clear. Do not develop in your thinking. In your thinking. We are intellects. We are intellects with a moral capacity. This is something I do not stop repeating, that we are intellects. We are here to use that as tools. If you have nothing else in your bag, you need that in your bag. The tool that is of the most significance in our lives. This is why it is so important to understand what insanity means and what it is. Because if you think in the same way you've always thought and you see nothing changing, and I'm speaking in general, I figure to me, to us, in general. If nothing's changing, and I got another one, I said if nothing changes, nothing changes if nothing changes. Because irrationality is all cognition. It's the thinking. It's the acting without any rationality. Irrationality has a negative connotation to it. It is in our thinking is how we can be satisfied with the condition of Allah's masjid. But we can change it, but not if we haven't even changed ourselves. We were placed down into the earth as a condition of change. The conditions changed when we were placed out into the earth. We were in one state. We was in one condition. And when that condition was not 100% pure, we were placed down into another condition. So when we look at it, it's the fall now. A lot of people are upset that it ain't colder than it's supposed to be. But don't believe that climate, you know, warming. Don't believe that. Don't believe global warming, right? We're in the fall season and no change in conditions that we've been placed in, that we've been moved from one thing to another, and that we're supposed to go through are just like the seasons. If you want to have a good yard next summer, you got to do something about it right now. And if you don't, just wait to see how the grass turns out. Just do nothing. That's a sign for us in our lives. If you don't want nothing to get better in the future, don't do nothing now. The task remains the same. Surely those who said our Lord is Allah and then remain steadfast shall have nothing to fear nor to grieve. Remain steadfast. Kama. Root is kama. So do we only think kama to select? Kama to select, it just means the rise up of our five obligatory select. No, it means come to work as a servant of Allah. It means come to work on yourself. Come to work on the masjid. Come to work on the community. Come to work on the for an ummah. Come to work on the world. If all we think that we're supposed to be doing is coming here every Friday, not coming to Talim, not making any other salat, not reading the Quran every day, not reading Surah Kaf every Friday, not standing up in our natures on a regular basis to become that elevated creation that we are. But yet think that what happened this week will make or break this life that Allah has given us. And I thought about it. I said, I don't think I even made one note that said it's all in Allah's plan. I don't have to. Because if we're the ones that say that Allah is our Rabb, then everything that happens, we already know that. We already accept that. This is why some things like this can make people insane. This is not what a believer does. And someone asked the Messenger of Allah, please tell me something about Islam, which I can ask no one of you. And he responded, the peace and blessings be upon him. He responded and said, say, I believe in Allah and then be steadfast. When you read scripture, it is not to be conditioned to think, oh, we must suffer. No, Allah says, yeah, you're going to struggle. You're going to be tested. But Allah speaking says, my mercy overreaches my wrath. It is not to be conditioned to think that someone must be over us. Yes, there are situations that have been very hard in history. There are situations in the present, in the future. There will be very, very situations that will be very bad. But for those who have said, our Lord is Allah, and remain firm. Kama means to be firm. When we read that those who have been faced with all those situations, you know, we talk, and he'd say that when we discuss the Quran, we say these stories. They're stories in the Quran. Let's not look at other states. Let's look at them as case studies. Peer reviews. This is Allah talking to us. These are not children's tales. There are meanings, there are signs, there are messages in this for us. When we read this and we see those who face those situations, those conditions, and they didn't lose hope. They didn't lose faith in God. No, they did not understand it. How many times have somebody said, man, I just can't believe this week? Well, what do you believe more? Do you believe in Allah more? That's what people have to ask themselves. What do you believe in more? But when you have said that Allah is your Rabb, then you put your faith on the line and you stand on that. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is reported to have said that, beware of the supplication of the oppressed, for there is no veil between it and Allah. Also, beware of the supplication of the oppressed, for it ascends to Allah as it were a flare. And the last one, beware of the supplication of the oppressed, for it is carried above the clouds, and Allah Almighty says, by my might and majesty, I will help you in due time. But the test is for us, do we realize that regardless of what is going on, that we have said that our Rabb is Allah. This kama, it also means to rise against. It means to rise. It means to the stature of a person. It means to be lively. It means to come back to life. All of that is waiting on others to do what we've been tasked to do. Do not think about your age. do what you can do. It is better to live doing what you can do than to wait and do nothing. Because what we have been invited to do by Allah and the Prophet, the Peace be upon him, is that which gives you life. Who else is inviting to life? Who else is inviting us to grow in our own development? Who else is inviting us to be all you can be? Who is inviting us to remain firm? To be solid means you have been solidified. Remember, we're creative clay. You see, this is why I still feel like this is still part of Get Ye Down. We're creative clay, moldable, foldable, impressionable. See, we're created in clay to be able to be shaped. And Allah says, it is he who forms you in the wombs, however he wills. It is Allah who forms us. It is Allah who shapes us. And listen, as Allah wills, it is nobody else's job to shape you or me. Allah has already done that. And we owe it to Allah in gratitude and obedience. Nobody else deserves to be on that level with God. Nobody. This is what shirk is. To give the same attention that is due to Allah to something else. Or someone else. Anything that is just or as even or even more important than Allah to us, then that's shirk. This is how we end up rigid. This is how we end up solid. This is how we end up not flexible. We need to be flexible. But when we have been baked, we become so hard. We become hard like a rock. And sometimes it's described in the Quran as the mountains, right? We get so hard. And I did a clip out of Chicago last year titled Moses, alayhi salam, and the rock. Moses and the rock. See, the rock is those hang-ups. Imam Muhammad said that a stone is symbolic of convictions, rational convictions, and those also emotional convictions. So a conviction is a firmly held belief or an opinion. See, we get so convicted on something or about something that we first forget that Allah is our Rabb. Then we get so caught up and we end up hard as a rock. Boy, your head is hard as a rock. This is what we're reminded of every Friday in Surah Kahf. We are to be mindful of that fish that's getting away from us at the rock. This means that we're losing our intelligence because we've been deceived by the shaitan. Because this is what we're told. Did you not see what happened when we betook ourselves to the rock to rest? I forgot the fish. And it was only Satan who caused me to forget to mention it to you. So it made its way into the sea in a strange manner. Can we see that what is happening out here? That the fish has got away in a strange manner. And while the world has been sitting there resting on their convictions, resting on their laurels, they say, resting on their rock in such a strange manner. How strange is what we're dealing with. See, there was a fox. I haven't done one of these in a long time, but this one found me, actually. There was a fox who spied on some turkeys that were up in a tree. So he had managed to get their attention, and he ran around the tree, pretended to climb the tree. He walked on his hind legs, did all sorts of tricks to keep the turkeys, one, filled with fear, and the turkeys watched everything he did. They were so focused on the fox. And everything the fox did until they became so dizzy and one of them fell down. One by one, they fell down off the perch. The moral of it is, by too much attention to danger, you may fall victim to it. Pay too much attention to danger and you may fall victim to it. Listen, what we have to be doing is establishing what Allah has commanded us to establish. It's not going to be established by anyone else or anybody else. It is our task. And we accept it when we have said that Allah is our Rabb. And as I close with this, a man said to the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, should I tie my camel and trust in Allah? Or should I leave her untied and trust in Allah? And the Prophet responded, tie her and trust in Allah. Tie your camel first and trust in Allah. You should remain steadfast. You should remain firm. Be upright. At attention. The task still remains the same. And then you should trust Allah. Because surely those who have said our Lord is Allah and then remain steadfast shall have nothing to fear, nor shall they grieve. And in the original thought, I said, I wanted to do 14 as well. The very next ayah, Allah says to us and say, because they are people of paradise. And they shall remain in it forever as a reward for their deeds. You earn the paradise by what you do, what you're doing, the deeds. If you're doing nothing, faith is only faith when it's in action. Brothers and sisters, let us tie our camel and trust in Allah, because the task remains the same. Now, inshallah, I have to give something to benefit today, which all praise is due to Allah. May we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbi, not talk about me to get a semi-olim. O our sustainer, accept this thou from us, for verily thou alone art all hearing and all knowing. Ameen.